Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing.
And He is doing a lot right now. There is a new wine that is being poured out. So we must ensure that there is new wineskin available with the capacity to receive the new wine that is being poured out for this time.
Yes. And we are in 2026. 2026 is a great year for the believers, for the church. The Bible says we are to what? Redeem the time. We are to redeem the time. And we are voice and this radio station. And we are called to help you to redeem the time, to see what is up, and make full use of this particular time. The moment is now. The moment is now. The moment is not next year. The moment is right now. And we have to what? There's a word in my spirit, maximize.
Yes.
Yes. That's what God is wanting now. We got to maximize this particular time, because we might never see it again. We might never have another opportunity again. So I'm calling on Make Your Day family to join us now. If you never really join us, I'm asking you to come fully all in with us as we maximize this time. We're redeeming the time to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there to every home, to every life, to every person that we come across with.
The moment has sparked the momentum.
That's right.
And there is a momentum that is flowing. There's a new anticipation for what God is doing in this time, a new excitement. A prophetic word for 2026, release the old and embrace the new. And it feels like all things are new. There's an excitement that is being released from heaven in the form of the new wine.
Right. Things are happening physically around us that never happened before. We can look around. The Bible says, look around. When you see the fig tree bud, you know the coming is close. The coming is close. And that was during Jesus' time. He says, how do you know the time, the end of the age is coming? He says, when the fig tree bud, you know, it's coming. It's fig time. It's harvest time. And when I look around, not only in America, but around the world, and I see what is happening in the world, the climate, there's a different shift. There's a shift. I come here to talk to our people this week. There's a shift in the atmosphere. And we as Christians need to redeem that time and know what time is it. You ever ask somebody, Pastor Diana, what time is it? I mean, and then, yeah. He said, wait, what? You're going to get either one answer. No, I don't know. Or, oh, I know
the
time.
Look.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I will look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's three possible answers you will get. One, I don't know. Or, I will look. Mm-hmm. Or, the person, no, he says, it's 12 o'clock. Because the person was watching the time. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're here to say, what time is it? Do you know? Do you know what time is it? And as you read this morning from Luke chapter 5, verse 37, We got to get, God is looking for new wineskin, man.
Mm-hmm. But you had released that there's a new sound that is coming in the beginning of the year, a new sound. And when we think about when a race is in progress, there are people that are on that line. They have trained for a long time. A lot of hours they have invested in their training for a set time. They get set, but they don't begin to move from that start line until they hear the sound.
Oh.
So there's a sound. There's a whistle. There's a gunshot, whatever the sound is. Somebody call out, go through a megaphone, whatever the sound is. There's a sound that triggers. So everything that they've trained for, every expectation that the athlete has when they're on that line, it's set in motion by a sound.
Yeah.
So there's a sound from heaven that's being released into the earth now. And the Lord is saying in Luke chapter 5, verse 37, no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. So there's first the new wine looking for a place to be poured. So it must meet the new wine skin in order for it to be preserved, in order for it the sanctity of it to remain, and then it be a reservoir to flow forward into the earth. So there's an excitement in this time. Kingdom children, each and every one of us, believers of Jesus Christ, there's a new excitement. Like at the beginning of a thing, you know, we really always get excited at the beginning of a thing. You know, when you're getting ready to do something, right? There's an excitement. And that's where we are right now. There's an excitement because we are doing and we are in position to be the reservoir with the capacity to hold the new wine.
Yes. And we are only a voice around these microphone to echo what we have heard in the spirit realm. We are only, let me repeat again, we are only a voice around this microphone echoing what we have heard in the spirit realm. And what we have heard in the spirit realm is the time is now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maximize the time. It is now. It is now for the church. It is now for the children of God to get excited about God's business. You remember Jesus Christ says to Mary, when Mary and Joseph was looking for him, and Jesus knew his time is short. So Jesus was doing the work of him that sent him.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing the Father work.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mary says, boy, we've been looking for you. Where have you been? Why didn't you not be with us? Jesus says, woman, I must be about my Father's business. Mm-hmm. And I'm calling on us this time, this season, let us be about the Father's business. And you can join with us and make your day count. You might not be able to come, and you might not be gifted or grace to be around the microphone, to be saying what we are saying. But you were graced to be partner with us. You were graced. You have the grace to be partners, to be supporters of what we've been doing. We have been a voice in this radio station now for over 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have been a voice in here consistently, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't just come for a couple months and gone. We come because we have a commission to come here and to give this message. Now in this season, I'm calling on people now. Come on now and join with us. We have been faithful on this year. We've been faithful every day, 5 days a week, here on these microphones, presenting to you an opportunity to become a steward into the kingdom of God.
You made the reference to Jesus being in the temple asking and answering questions. It was his time of training.
Yeah.
It was his time of preparation. And then there was a get ready when he was at the wedding feast in Cana. He was in position and everything was in alignment and there was a need. And his mother said, And she's the one that brought him the issue. And he said, my time has not come. But he must have heard something by the Spirit.
Yes.
That triggered him.
Yes.
To go.
Yes.
Right. He was set. He had trained. He learned, even though he was Jesus Christ, he still learned through his mind, through his knowledge, through the scriptures. He studied. He went. He asked questions. He talked about the scriptures. He had a period of training and he was getting ready. And he at that wedding feast, she told him, look, they ran out of wine. And at first he said, well, what problem is that of mine? That has nothing to do with me. But then Mary said to those around, whatever he says to you, do it. And something triggered in the spirit. There was a sound that Jesus heard that it was time to go. And then he began to give them the directives that were needed in order to produce what they were looking for.
Yes. So we're here and we're just the voice echoing to tell you that this is high time. And this is the time for all of us believers, born-again believers, those of us who have come into the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought to be excited about taking the gospel of Jesus Christ out, mm-hmm. by all means. We can, the Bible says we are the light, mm-hmm. and let your light so shine before men. And this is a call for the church to be a light in a world of confusion, in a chaotic world. This is the time for us, the believers, to let our light shine. The Bible also says we are the salt. Mm-hmm. So this is the time for us to give flavor in a saltless world, in a tasteless world. And we know the world right now is tasteless and it's looking for the seasoning. And we are the season for this world. We can bring the taste. We can bring real taste. The taste of Jesus Christ will season our life.
And there's a place, Living Word Church,
yes.
where you can come and encounter God.
Yes.
Where your purpose can be cultivated, where you have an opportunity to serve community, to build relationships, to experience family, pursue the word, and make a difference. You know, sometimes we have a lot of good intentions, but we don't really have a plan or a strategy to bring those to pass. But at Living Word Church, there is a place for you. We do life together. We do it together with God, and we do it together with each other. You know, sometimes we think, well, I'll just do it with God.
Yeah.
Or sometimes we just think, well, I'll just do it with my friend. We'll do it with my family, each other. No, we must do it together with God and with each other, because it takes the network of people that God has gifted in the earth to go forth and do his will. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.